I go, well, okay, tell me. And so he goes, put that phone as close as you can to your ear. And I said, okay. And I've got it all smashed into my ear. And he's going, I love you, I love you, I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. And I'm just starting to kind of like laugh. And he goes, Mommy, I love you all the way up to Jesus and back 1,000 times. And I said, I love you too, sweetie. And so I go, do you want me to come get you? And he goes, no, no, I'm just going to go play. And he goes, I got to go, Uncle Mike. We're getting ready to get on the three-wheeler. And I go, okay, wear your helmet. Be safe. Hung up the phone. 6 minutes later, my phone rings again, and I answer it. And it's 911 operator. And she said, is this Sonia Bell? Because at the time, I was Sonia Bell. And I go, yes, it is. And instantly, my soul started just tearing, and I could feel something was bad wrong, and I immediately started crying, going, dear Jesus, what is the matter? And I could hear my sister-in-law Becky in the background, and she was just screaming, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, Devin's not breathing. And you know, I'm like maybe in 45 minutes to an hour's drive from my brother Bubba's house, and my childhood faith and my childhood God, you know, kicked in. And I threw that phone, and my roommates were down the, like about a half a block down, and they were doing yard work. So they had lawnmowers and leaf blowers going, and they heard my screams. I was on my face, and I was just calling on the name of Jesus to come to wherever my son was and help him to breathe. And I'd go from Jesus, please let him breathe, and I'm just screaming, to screaming my son's name, Devin, breathe. And I'm just screaming, and I don't even remember the ride. I can't tell you how they even picked me up and threw me in a car. I never quit calling on God's name. And when we got to the hospital, I saw the paramedics, and I jumped out of a running vehicle. You know, they say a mother's love and her heart can do some crazy things, and I completely believe that now. I'm running, and this police officer, and he was a really good-sized man, is trying to stop me. I knocked him down, and I continued to run because I needed to get to my baby. And when I got to him, it was just this brief little second of seeing him laying on the stretcher. And then my brother Bubba is who I saw. And when he came off of that ambulance, you know, he was just covered in blood. And my system just shut down, and I just started crumbling. And somehow he ushered me inside. And of course, you know, I'm saying to the people, you know, I need to get to my baby. Where's my baby? And it's a Saturday. And so the emergency room is packed with people in the lobby. And somehow they put me in a room, and there's this doctor and these nurses. And what they said to me, I don't even think it sank in that moment. They said, your son was in a three-wheeler accident, and it flipped, and it crushed his skull. It is like splintered glass, and he has been in full arrest for 23 minutes. I didn't even understand. I mean, that didn't even sink into my head. That was my 10-year-old baby, and I was just begging him, please, sir, don't talk to me. Please don't spend time with me. I will do anything. Just go fix my baby. Please let my baby live. You have to fix him. And they said, we will give it 30 minutes. And I think they did that for perhaps my benefit, to keep me from probably maybe having a massive heart attack at that moment. I ran out into the lobby of this waiting room, and it's just packed with people, and I just yelled at the top of my lungs, I need everyone's help right now. I have a 10-year-old son. His name is Devin Bell, and they told me he's been in Fuller, and I'm telling them everything I just shared with you, and I said, I need you to get on your knees right now and start calling on the name of Jesus, that God will raise my baby up. And man, these people, I don't even know what walk.